This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Friday, April 12th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Item number 5 today is Iran. U.S. intelligence warning Israel that Iran could strike with missiles in a matter of days. Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has promised to punish the evil regime in Israel since the attack on April 1st. Israel's precision missile strike against the consular section of Iran's embassy in Damascus, which killed 2 top Iranian generals of the Revolutionary Guard Corps and 5 officers. This included Mohammad Reza Zahidi, who was the leader of the IRGC's Quds Force in Syria and Lebanon. Now, as we heard yesterday from Ali Siadatan, Khamenei may be blowing smoke just to appease his hardcore supporters, realizing that Israel's got technical and military capabilities that Iran does not. But U.S. officials still giving Israel a warning as it helps the country plan and share intelligence assessments. The U.S. and Israeli reports came to the conclusion that it's more of a case of when Iran will strike, not if, with the potential to escalate the conflict to the rest of the Middle East. Meanwhile, Hamas has rejected a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal. This would have seen Israel release 900 terrorist prisoners, including those convicted of killing Israelis, in exchange for 40 hostages. This would go along with a partial withdrawal of the IDF from the Gaza Strip and the unrestricted return of Palestinians to the northern part of that enclave, the Gaza Strip. But here's the thing. Israeli officials familiar with the negotiations say that Hamas isn't sure they can come up with 40 hostages at this point. Now, remember, 134 have not yet been returned. So of the 134 that are supposedly still in Hamas possession or Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Hamas is no longer convinced that it can pull together 40 living hostages. According to the Wall Street Journal, Hamas officials said they would not commit to releasing 40 living hostages, but would commit to 40 hostages in total. In other words, some combination of living and dead. This is obviously going to complicate things as far as a ceasefire. And that leads to topic number 4. Again, we're revisiting Tucker Carlson's interview with Reverend Dr. Munther Isaac that dropped on the Tucker Carlson Network online this past week. This has stirred up a lot of attention. It's got something like 8 million views at this point, probably 100 times more views, more than that, maybe 200 times more views than this video is going to get. So he's not concerned with my opinion of him, Tucker Carlson, that is. But you need to know this about Dr. Isaac, Reverend Dr. Isaac. He gave a sermon on October 8th of last year, the day after the attack into Israel by Hamas, in which he said the attack in which 1,200 Israelis died was a logical outcome. Quote, "What is happening is an embodiment of the injustice that has befallen us as Palestinians from the Nakba until now," end quote. The Nakba is the Arabic word for catastrophe, which is what Palestinians used to mark the day that Israel declared independence back in 1948. Some 750,000 Palestinians were displaced during that war. And here we are more than 75 years later. There's still many of them living in refugee camps. How can you be 8 decades as a refugee? I digress. Anyway, Reverend Dr. Isaac is the organizer of the Christ at the Checkpoint conferences. There isn't time to go into a detailed breakdown of what they teach there, but in a nutshell, the speakers of these conferences are a gathering of anti-Semites spreading a distorted and inaccurate view of history and theology. They're very critical of the Hebrew Scriptures, Judaism, Zionism, Christians who support Israel, but they are silent on the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad and the 14th century history of Islam's war with basically the rest of the world. The irony here is that Dr. Isaac pastors a church in Bethlehem, where right after Israel's independence, 70% of the population of Bethlehem was Christian. Today, it's less than 12%. And according to the Christian charity Open Doors, that rapid decline in Bethlehem is not due to Jewish persecution, it's due to Islamic oppression. Most of the Christians in Israel are Arab, but they are not well-liked by their Muslim neighbors. It is Muslim oppression that is driving the Christians, the Arab Christians, out of Israel, not the Jews. In fact, you wouldn't know that, of course, from the interview that Tucker Carlson dropped this week. In 2019, then British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt published a report that found the number of Christians in the Middle East had dwindled from 20% of the population a century ago 20% of the people living in the Middle East were Christian 100 years ago. Today, it's less than 5%. And in the Palestinian Arab territories, it's below 1.5%. And again, it's not due to Jewish persecution. It is Muslim oppression that is driving them out. Topic number three, losing control of the border. Stunning story from Fox News reporter Matt Finn in New Mexico, showing illegal immigrants on a mountain in Sunland Park, New Mexico, with Border Patrol agents apparently unable or unwilling to defend it. Finn wrote in a video post to X, formerly Twitter, quote, "Unbelievable. A Border Patrol agent in Sunland Park, New Mexico, just told us a mountain in the United States is not ours anymore. It's theirs," referring to the Mexican drug cartels, who are making a tidy profit running illegal migrants across the border into the United States. Texas has stepped up its efforts to discourage the flow of illegal migrants into the country. So the cartels, not stupid, have shifted their efforts to New Mexico and Arizona. And apparently, Mount Cristo Rey, which features a statue of Jesus on it, is now under the control of the cartels. Border Patrol cannot or will not take it back from the cartels. Topic number two, anti-diets. Kind of a disturbing trend, and this one hits kind of close to home for Sharon and me. The growing trend on social media of body positivity and claims that the only unhealthy foods are the ones that you feel guilty about. In other words, if you feel good about eating donuts, then go for it. It's all good unless you feel guilty about it. And nobody should be fat shaming you anyway. That's bad. Well, the Washington Post, actually doing some journalism here, reports that General Mills, the makers of cereals like Cocoa Puffs and Lucky Charms, my favorite as a kid, by the way, Lucky Charms, loved that cereal, you know, little marshmallows in there. Now at my age, I look back and say, like, why did my parents think that having marshmallows in breakfast cereal was a good idea? Oh, 12 vitamins and minerals, of course. Anyway, General Mills has launched a multi-pronged campaign that capitalizes on this growing trend on social media. They've toured the country, touting anti-diet research that claims it shows the harms of food shaming, showering giveaways on dietitians, registered dietitians who are taking the giveaways from the company to promote their ideas online under the hashtag #DerailTheShame. And sponsoring influencers who promote sugary snacks. General Mills has, and it's not the only company, it's just one of the biggest, has enlisted a team of lobbyists in pushing back against federal policies that add health information to food labels. Online dietitians, many of them being backed by these food makers, are building very lucrative careers for themselves by co-opting the anti-diet message, putting out messages under the hashtag no bad foods, hashtag food freedom, hashtag ditch the diet. The Post analyzed more than 6,000 social media posts by 68 registered dietitians with at least 10,000 followers each. The analysis showed that about 40% of these influencers with a combined reach of over 9 million followers repeatedly used anti-diet language. And most of the influencers who used anti-diet language are also paid to promote food products, food, beverage, and supplement companies, according to the Post analysis. Yes, there are bad foods, Virginia. Sugar is bad for you, as are simple carbs. If you've been watching this program since we began 9 years ago, you will notice that I have dropped from about 240 pounds to about 185, 190 today. Sharon has taken off over 100 pounds and kept it off for 8 years. And it wasn't any magical diet, no supplements, no drugs. Just eliminate the sugar, eliminate the simple carbs. Not even any real exercise. I mean, we write. This is pretty much most of the exercise we get. Now, Grace, the rescue dog, gets me out walking a few times a day. And that actually, over the last 6 months, has dropped my cholesterol 20 points. And my HDL is up considerably. So exercise does help. But it doesn't have to be strenuous exercise. Just walking and getting rid of the sugar. Once you get past the addiction cravings, it's a lot easier. Protein, complex carbs, fruit and veg, and you'll feel better. This is poisoning our kid. 40% of Americans are obese. And it's because of stuff like this. Coming up, honesty, the best policy, especially if you're an honesty professor. Details ahead on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. The trigger event that will make 666 the mark of the beast mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. The new face of transhuman supernatural warfare and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV Collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. But we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
Item number one today, yeah, the old saying, honesty is the best policy, especially true when you are a professor of honesty. Harvard University honesty researcher Francesca Gino has come under fire for suspected data falsification, now under fire for plagiarizing passages in some of her publications. A book chapter she co-authored, who was found by a 2023 Harvard Business School investigation to have committed research misconduct, in other words, fudging her data. Apparently, this book chapter contains numerous passages of text with striking similarities to 10 earlier sources. That's called plagiarism. Now, to be fair, honesty researcher means somebody who actually researches how and why people make decisions, including when to lie. But I would suggest that if you are a professor who researches honesty, that maybe being honest about your research and not plagiarizing would be a good idea. If it's out in the public sphere, your lies will be found out. And of course, as Christians, we understand that someday we're going to have to answer to the objective, omniscient, omnipotent judge of the universe. So it's just a good policy all the way around. Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, the virtual conference, Confronting the Darkness, still on, still available, and you still get 90 days access from the moment you sign up. Take advantage of this opportunity. 24 cutting-edge presenters, including the last Skywatch TV presentation by Dr. Tom Horn, and as a free bonus, all 6 Skywatch Films documentaries available at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, the use of artificial intelligence and deep fakes to give life to the image of the beast. Joe Artis Horn, hosting the program, but also co-author of the new book, Summoning the Demon, talks about this. It is jaw-dropping stuff. You don't want to miss it. You can watch this program and all of our programs, actually, at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. You can also catch it at Roku or Apple TV. If you watch over the air on one of our partner Christian networks, our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also catch it right now at Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or better yet, our mobile app, which brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS or Android. even Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. We've got links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com/app. Next month, just a few weeks away, Sharon and I planning to head to Israel, our solidarity mission with the people of Israel, to actually see with our own eyes what's going on the ground there and bring you news back. You can join us. This will be a small gathering at most, a couple dozen people. Still time to sign up, as you might expect, travel to Israel is at a very low ebb at the moment. So you can find out more. Our itinerary is posted at our website, gilberthouse.org/travel, gilberthouse.org/travel, and we pray we see you in the Holy Land. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.